Elmira, October 11th, 1869, to the California Pioneers. Gentlemen, circumstances render it out of my power to take advantage of the invitation extended me through Mr. Symington and be present at your dinner at New York. I regret this very much, for there are several among you whom I would have a right to join hands with on a score of old friendship, and I suppose I would have a sublime general right to shake hands with the rest of you on the score of kinship in California, ups and downs, in search of fortune. If I were to tell some of my experience, you would recognize California blood in me. I fancy the old story would sound familiar, no doubt. I have the usual stock of reminiscences. For instance, I went to Esmeralda early. I purchased largely in the Wide West, Winnemucca, and other fine claims, and was very wealthy. I fared sumptuously on bread when flour was $200 a barrel, and had beans for dinner every Sunday, when none but bloated aristocrats could afford such grandeur. But I finished by feeding batteries in a quartz mill at $15 a week, and wishing I was a battery myself, and had somebody to feed me. My claims in Esmeralda are there yet. I suppose I could be persuaded to sell. I went to Humboldt District when it was new. I became largely interested in the Alba Nueva and other claims with gorgeous names, and was rich again in prospect. I owned a vast mining property there. I would not have sold out for less than $400,000 at the time, but I will now. Finally, I walked home 200 miles, partly for exercise, and partly because stage fare was expensive. Next, I entered upon an affluent career in Virginia City, and by a judicious investment of labor and the capital of friends, became the owner of about all the worthless wildcat mines there were in that part of the country. Assessments did the business for me there. There were 117 assessments to one dividend, and the proportion of income to outlay was a little against me. My financial barometer went down to 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the subscriber was frozen out. I took up extensions on the main lead, extensions that reached to British America in one direction and to the Isthmus of Panama in the other. And I verily believe I would have been a rich man if I had ever found those infernal extensions. But I didn't. I ran tunnels till I tapped the Arctic Ocean, and I sunk shafts till I broke through the roof of perdition. But those extensions turned up missing every time. I am willing to sell all that property and throw in the improvements. Perhaps you remember that celebrated North Ophir. I bought that mine. It was very rich in pure silver. You could take it out in lumps as large as a filbert. But when it was discovered that those lumps were melted half dollars, and hardly melted at that, a painful case of salting was apparent, and the undersigned adjourned to the poorhouse again. I paid assessments on Hale and Norcross until they sold me out, and I had to take in washing for a living. And the next month, that infamous stock went up to $7,000 a foot. I own millions and millions of feet of affluent silver leads in Nevada. In fact, the entire undercrust of that country, nearly. And if Congress would move that state off my property so that I could get at it, I would be wealthy yet. But no. There she squats, and here am I. Failing health persuades me to sell. If you know of anyone desiring a permanent investment, I can furnish one that will have the virtue of being eternal. I have been through the California mill, with all its dips, spurs, and angles, variations, and sinuosities. I have worked there at all the different trades and professions known to the catalogues. I have been everything from a newspaper editor down to a cowcatcher on a locomotive, and I am encouraged to believe that if there had been a few more occupations to experiment on, I might have made a dazzling success at last, and found out what mysterious designs Providence had in creating me. But you perceive that although I am not a pioneer, I have had a sufficiently variegated time of it to enable me to talk pioneer like a native and feel like a 49er. Therefore, I cordially welcome you to your old remembered homes and your long deserted firesides, and close this screed with the sincere hope that your visit here will be a happy one, and not embittered by the sorrowful surprises that absence and lapse of years are wont to prepare for wanderers, surprises which come in the form of old friends missed from their places, silence where familiar voices should be, the young grown old, change and decay everywhere, home a delusion and a disappointment, strangers at hearthstone, sorrow where gladness was, tears for laughter, the melancholy pomp of death where the grace of life has been. With all good wishes for the returned prodigals, and regrets that I cannot partake of a small piece of the fatted calf, rare and no gravy, I am yours cordially, Mark Twain.